From page Ayin Vav, Arus HaTaira, Se'if Vav, up to the last three Se'ifim of the Sefer. We're trying to just to read, to understand as much as we can of what Rav Kook is saying, just the words, and then we'll go over a little bit to spend a few weeks at the end to sort of bring together the tachlis of the whole Sefer as a Torah, and to try to look back on what we've learned and to understand it in a deeper way, bringing some of the other writings of Rav Kook primarily in the Ein Hayah and some other places to fill in a little bit. So now we're going to try to go as quickly as possible just to understand the words. On the Tzvichim we have to rise to the madrega of understanding the klolim and the klolei klolim, the greater encompassing klolim of Torah in all areas of Torah, in halacha, in Tanakh, in machshava, in Kabbalah, in all areas of Torah. And once we do that, then all of the details and how they will be presented and how they will be understood as emerging from these klolim, as being a part of the klolim. This way of learning, of focusing on the klolim and the klolei klolim, and from there to the Pratim, Zosia Mida Miuchedesh al Teres Eretz Yisrael. This is the unique Mida, the way of learning in Eretz Yisrael, Teres Eretz Yisrael. Ubezehi Mechulekes Mishal Chutz La'aretz. And in this way it's different from the Teres Chutz La'aretz. Hisroimus HaNeshome Eitzel Tarmid HaChomam Leskivus HaKlolim Shaklali HaTer. The Hisroimus HaNeshome, the that state of spiritual exaltedness that is found by the Talmidei Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, that enables them to engage in this way of learning, Skiras HaKlolim Shaklolei HaTorah, Skiras HaKlolim Shaklolei HaTorah. And as I said before, it's not just in Nigla, it's not just in learning halacha, learning Gemara, but also Shorshei Ha'amuna V'Havoida, to get to the Shoroshim, to get to the roots of Amuna, of Avodas Hashem. Shehem Mizbar Ma'al Pi Esek Kavua Umuskam B'Pnimiyus Shel Torah Bechlal. That are understood. In order to understand the Shorshei Ha'Emunah and Avoda, of course one has to enter into the depths of Teres HaNister and Pnimius HaTorah. This is what we've been learning throughout the entire Sefer. The Klal of all Klalim is the Bar Yolam, is Hashem Echad. It's the Tachlis of all that we're doing, the Tachlis of all that we're learning is to come to that. Muchenes Hilova Be'esh Yisrael Davke. This must come forth. And it's Muchenesi Lavo Be'eretz Yisrael Davka. Oysa Ruach HaGadol. Because it's only in the place of that Ruach HaGadol Shabokah, that great spirit, that great Ruach Shabokah, Kol She'ifa Uruchanis. Where every spiritual aspiration and longing, Hashuya Ba'oimek HaNesharma, that is contained, that is deep, deep within the soul, Ein Materosa Matara Protis. The spiritual longing of a Jew and the Jewish people is not just something which is nogeya to one particular person or one particular objective or goal. In mataros matar pratis kimatar klolus. Lo yisaharotz na hanizgav achavoy b'nishmos ha'pnimis shekneses Yisrael. To that elevated and great rotzen that is hidden deep in the soul of Knesset Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael, the Sharish of Am Yisrael, which is before there was this. Dals listen to all the Protim of Reuven and Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on. Knesset Yisrael. And the Shmos HaPnimish of Knesset Yisrael. And we're going to talk about all of this in Mitzvah much more. I'm just trying to read the words. Shemenu Mistafim Klol Klolay Prote Ginzev Shitche Tyre. All the Klol and all the Protim of Tyre are mistafim from Knesset Yisrael. There's a difference of opinion. What is higher? What is a shayrus that is higher? Is it Yisrael or is it Torah? And then the Alkut in other places, and Tanit Ve'elio in particular, it's clarified that Nishmas Yisrael is higher than anything. Nishmas Yisrael is higher than anything. It's higher than the Malachim. It's higher than Torah. That means that everything in Torah is only for the purpose of being able, or for the purpose of serving Nishmas Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. Everything is Mistaif, all Torah, everything in Torah is coming from Nishmas Yisrael. And then Chal al Neshama Karoi, and this connection between Nishmas Yisrael and Knesset Yisrael as a klal, as a tzibur, as a people, and the Torah, with all the klali ha-Torah, again, not just this particular detail of Torah, but Torah b'chlal, and klali ha-Torah, the same way that we've been learning that the whole musug of a community, be'emes, and of a tzibur, and of Am Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael, it's really only Shayach and Eretz Yisrael. So too, the whole musug of Torah, in terms of klali ha-Torah, klolius ha-Torah, the entirety of Torah, the great overriding principles of Torah. There, in Eretz Yisrael, the oisias, the letters, the words, the concepts, all fuse together into much bigger and broader ideas. Just as in Eretz Yisrael, there, as we spoke about from Avi Nezer, and we discussed this, and we're going to talk about it more, only in Eretz Yisrael does each individual Jew, each prat of Am Yisrael, return to that metaphysical reality that's called Am Yisrael, which is the closest that we can get to the Sherish of Am Yisrael, which is Knesset Yisrael in Shemayim. So it's the same thing with the Torah. The Torah itself in Chutz Laaretz is a Torah of Pratim. And the whole experience of Golus, the whole experience that we had in Golus was being broken and separated and crushed. And the Torah also, the Golus of Torah, we'll talk more about the Indian of the Golus of Torah. What happened to Torah in Chutz Laaretz? Only in Eretz Yisrael, where there's the heretims of Am Yisrael as a nation, as a people, is there also heretims of the Torah being in that state, understood in that deepest state of Kloli Daraisa. And in Uchal al Neshama Karoi Kim Eretz Yisrael. Alkein Rak Be'Eretz Yisrael, Mulchanim Haim, page Ayin Zayin. Therefore, only in Eretz Yisrael, Mulchanim Haim, Talmid HaChachamim. Only in Eretz Yisrael are the Talmid HaChacham prepared. Now here's the problem. Im Yirtzu L'shtamish B'Yisroinim. If they want to use the advantage, to take advantage of the advantage that they have of being in Eretz Yisrael. If not, the way it always is, as you know, with Kedusha, it's always Zelu Mazeh. The Davke in Eretz Yisrael, if a Talmid Chacham does not take, and Rav Kook is going to say that right now, that the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael who do not take advantage of this Korach that they have, do not access this unbelievable aura of Torah Eretz Yisrael, those Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Davke descend into smaller and more pathetic katnas than the Talmid Chacham in Chutz Laaretz. It's always like that. The same way that Tum in its fullest activated form is not by a guy. It's by a Jew. It's when a Jew dies, that the absence of that neshama and guf that was a Jew, that abstinence creates a horrible, horrible emptiness and vacuum, and all of the spiritual bacteria, all of the chitzayim, all of the klipas, are attracted to that chalal haponui, that empty space that is made, that cavity that's there as a result of the disappearance of Anishmas Yisrael, of a Jew. And the tumah of that guf of a Jew, that of the Jewish body without the neshama, that tumah that creates the status of avi avos tumah, the highest tumah that could be, a tumah that can only be removed with the eifer of the paraduma and so on. We don't have that by a goy, such a tumah, because davke it's a klal. This goes back to the Sefer Yetzirah. Oimek Raim, the Davke, the relationship is always between the highest level and the lowest level. That's the deepest relationship. For those who learn the Sfarim and understand the Inyan of Keser and Malchus, Ani Rishon, Ani Achrayim, the beginning and the end, Ein Galti Eschem Achrayim Kereishis, Seif Maisim Achshov Etchila, the Davke by the Talmidim, the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, if they're not going to rise to the occasion, if they're not going to take advantage of the Or of Eretz Yisrael, the Davka, the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, can descend into the most bitter rivalries and fights and machloikis and politics. And if you don't believe that, just open the newspapers. Davka in Eretz Yisrael could be the worst, because of the Kedusha. Because of the R. That's what Cook says. If they want to use that, and to prepare themselves for what they've been prepared for what they're ready for, the proper way of developing. Love all imke Torah milamala lamata. To enter into the depths of Torah, but from that higher perspective, from the milamala lamata, from the greater principles of Torah. And Baruch Hashem, that's happening, and it's happening also. It's happening in a very remarkable way. Milamala lamata. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. We see this in the Svarim that are coming out from Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmid Chacham that are in Eretz Yisrael, they're remarkable people that are connecting very deeply to Teres Eretz Yisrael. The surprise is that to a large extent these individuals are not coming from the famous families, from the Miyuchasdike Mishpachas. They're coming from Amcha Beis Yisrael. Milamala lamata. Min haklalim el hapratim. Min haklalim el hapratim. Haseichel haklali. Hamur b'kedusha pnimis. That seichel, that intellect, that's klali, that looks at the entire picture, that sees everything from that perspective of klal, hamur b'kedusha pnimis, that is illuminated with inner holiness, ma'avir d'Eretz Yisrael, from the ovir, from the air of Eretz Yisrael, hu makif v'omid l'malo mikol hagbolos inyanim, is higher and is encompassing and is above all the hakbolas, all the limitations of this particular prat or that prat. Homashkiv beskira kalelas is able to look from that perspective, that's a skira kalelas, all-encompassing way of seeing things. We're going to see a piece of Mitzvah from the Chalban in his new sefer. Not the whole sefer is on this nakuda. the whole sefer is a perush of these few seifim here in Eretz Yisrael. Umashki b'skir klasim l'saw be'or chachmas emes is and is lifted up with the light of chachmas emes of the deepest truth of Torah, of pnimis Torah of Kabbalah. Al or ha'Torah. He's talking, Rav Kook is saying how these Talmid Chachamim as well must open themselves up and develop these koiches, learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. There's a sefer that was that one of the Chavrei Yeshiva brought me that came out in Eretz Yisrael, and it's I never heard of this. It's a Svad HaShayid, and it's 26 shiurim on the Hakdama of the Zohar Kaddish. 26 shiurim on the Hakdama of the Zohar. I started last night. I was going until this morning. On this and this yid. I don't know who he is. Yeah. And there are Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. You know, this is very. In Chutz La'aretz you come out, don't see such things. We don't see. See, so there's cause for optimism. We have to. Bechlal, the Torah that's coming out from different Bata Midrashim, from different Bata Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, from by the Misnachlim, you see, from Shmuel Tal, you see by Rabbi Shemai Morgenstern. There's an aura of and all of these tzaddikim, their Torah is all this Torah that we're talking about. Milamala lamata. Rav Kluger, these new Bati Midrashim. There was no such thing years ago. Didn't have. Just had. I mean, you had. To have this. Torah that's coming from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, where do you have in Chutz La'aretz such things? In Chutz La'aretz. Alor Torah Hava, that to develop a Hava and Yira, Ha'agoda v'ha'halocha, Ha'agoda and Halocha, Ha'chochma v'ha'maisa. These are all areas that these Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael have to major in. And all of these inyanim, pnimis atarmini kabbalah, and the nigla, ahav, yira, agoda, halacha, chachma, practical, ma'isim, all of these things are yonkim zemizeh. They're not separate. They're not divided. Everything, it's one whole organism. Everything is yonik. Everything is drawing one from the other, drinking the milk of the other, and being sustained one from the other. Halacha and agoda. The lemaisiv being a Jew, pnimis atayra, ahavis Hashem, yiras Hashem, all yonkim zemize, be unique ranon in a very fresh and vibrant way. Vedavke, now this is what I was saying a minute ago, that vedavke relation to Talmid Chacham Rabbi Yisrael hinam uchanim elzois hamayla nisah, vedavke. Because the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael are prepared for this great Milo. They're prepared. Al Kain, therefore, Kolzman Shem Einem Akir Mismalosim HaRememo, as long as they don't recognize Malosim HaRememo, this great exalted Milo that they have access to, the unique opportunity that they have as being in Eretz Yisrael. Kol zman shem einam akir mismalosim harameima veinam oylem eleha, and they don't rise to this mila, to this madrega. V'chafetzim lios misnagim v'orchas drisha satayra rak b'derech ha'ru'i levnei chutzlarz, and they continue, the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, these Talmid Chacham continue to just want to, they conduct themselves according to the pathways of drisha, of learning Torah in the way that is really for b'nei chutzlarz, in the way of Bavel. Hinam nasem misnavnim v'yirudim. They become worn out. And yirudim, this is to say in English. You know, it's lowly. Yirudim, they descend. It doesn't mean they become bad chashash on bad people, but they descend into all kinds of katnas. All kinds of katnas. Chaloshim, they become weak. Ulikuyim, and they become, they're lacking, lukuyim, missing and lacking, beguf or benefesh, both physically and spiritually. Beguf or benefesh, even physically. Of course, Sawyer is also a place of health, besides in Ruchnius, but tshuva saguf, like in the beginning of Eretz Tshuva. Everything is lichtig. Everything is lichtig. Physical and spiritual health. Rav Kook saw it as one program. Everything is good. Chaloshim ulakuyim beguf or benefesh. Fekhet alpi. The Pnimi Satara, we understand that the tikkunim of the guf come before the tikkunim of the nefesh. Much of what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, what has happened in Eretz Yisrael over the past 50, 60, 70 years, that the tikkunim of the guf of Eretz Yisrael are to prepare to be a healthy and strong kli for Nishmas Yisrael. To contain, that the guf should be a healthy guf to be able to hold the neshama of Mashiach's time, of Gula, the neshama of Gula. And the guf has to be healthy. And therefore to create a healthy economy and so on, and to create a strong and healthy people in Eretz Yisrael, even though we see that in many ways, in terms of Ruchnius, the Ruchnius is behind the Gashmi, is lagging behind. But the Seder always is that way, the tikkunim of the guf and then the neshama. You see that with the baby, that the baby develops, that first the baby develops physical kaychas and so on, and then as the child matures, then he's able to understand. So the chachamim of Eretz Yisrael are not connecting to Teres Eretz Yisrael if they're not using these kaychas and developing in terms of Chochmas Ha'emes, Ahavayira, Agoda, Halacha, Chochma, Maise, with all of them together. So then the opposite takes place. Misnavnim, Yerudim, Chaloshim, weak, Lekuyim, Begufa, Benefesh, lacking, Begufa, Benefesh, Begufa, Benefesh, unhealthy, physically unhealthy, economically unhealthy. Beguf or benefesh. I have to just, you know, it's hard to control oneself not to give 4 or 5 million examples of how this is going on. But I think everybody understands. V'lo dai she'en yisroenim analim esgala. And not only is this mila of Chachma Eretz Yisrael, what it's supposed to be, not only is it not Mezgala, not only is it not revealed, Ela shenidma oid shetalmid chacham shebechutz laaretz yu oilum aleihem b'charitzus b'pilpul. He says the talmid chacham b'chutz laaretz, who also are not connected to that Teres Eretz Yisrael, as far as the talent is concerned, the charitzus and the pilpul, the Tanakh of Chutz La'aretz could even be greater. In the Pilpul term, Halacha and so on, and learning. In other words, learning Halacha, learning Gemara, and learning each Prat. If the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, remember, the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael are there in order to reveal Klali Deraisa, the Klalim of Torah, the bigger picture. Milamala Lamata, and from there to descend into all the Pratim. If they're just Isaac in the Pratim, as far as that's concerned, Chutz La'aretz is geared towards the Pratim. Taras Bavel is geared towards the Pratim. So what Rav Kook is saying is that If the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are not connecting to the Ur of the Klal of Torah, the Chutzlarz Dike Tamir Chamim as far as the Pratim are concerned, the Tamir Chamim of Chutzlarz are more geared towards that, and therefore they could be more proficient at that. They're better at that because that's the unique of Chutzlarz. The unique of Chutzlarz, the whole union of Golis, is pieces. Halacha Sif Aleph Sif Bay Sif Katan Gimel Sif Katan Gimel. That's the whole of Chutzlarz. So the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, who are immersed completely in the Pratim, that's not the first language of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. That's not the original Or of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So there is Isaac in the Pratim in Eretz Yisrael, and there's resistance. In Bavel, the Torah of Bavel is a Torah of B'machashakim Hayishivani Kemesei Eilam, is a Bechina of Misa. Misa and Golas is when everything is fragmented, when a person dies and the everything begins to decompose and to separate. That's what Misa is. Everything separates, everything decomposes. The Neshama and the Guf separate. The whole Inyan of Chutzlaretz of Bavel is separation and fragmentation. So the Talmid Chacham and Chutzlaretz have an advantage when it comes to understanding that Torah of separation, of Golus, of fragmentation, of differentiation, and so on. That's Torah's Chutzlaretz. Hashem came, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a Torah of Klal, of Neshama Beguf. And therefore, if the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael are not Isaac in that, if they're going to ignore that, they're not even going to be as skilled in the pipulim, in the galus chutzlars, the pipulim of Talmud Bavel, of Talmud Bavli, of the Talmud of Bavel. They're not going to even be as good at it. Right.
So as an illustration, my Rebbe and my Yu Ravaran Khan learned a sugya with us one time he was in Bav Metzia and he had a Gemma. But we learned it to say that, you know, the way that we're going to work this out now, saying that, you know, there's other places the sugya comes up and, you know, it doesn't, not necessarily going to work out anywhere else except in this particular Gemara that we're learning right now. You prefaced it by saying that we're going to go and, like, take it wherever it leads us, just with this one sugya, not concerned about the. I mean, obviously implying that he understood that Pshat's not going to work elsewhere, but just in this one prop.
Right.
It's like an amazing thing. Like,
right.
So let's learn it this way.
But everything has to work out elsewhere. It's all one big thing. It has to work out elsewhere. Everything does have to work out. Right. That's right. That's the
you're very specific about it. You're not the Elisic man.
That's Mises. Mises is also Mises. Everything has to work out. Mises is Mises.
Taisus is the embodiment of Teres Chutzlarz.
Yeah, but the way Taisus works, it has to work everywhere.
We'll talk more about that, Mitzvah, after we finish this cipher. Taisus is the Bechlal, the whole Torah of the Balei Taisus are all Chutzlarz Digit Tzadikim, and Davka Taisus is a Mahalach of Chutzlarz, a very strong Mahalach of Chutzlarz. It raises all of the questions from all over, from Kol Torah Kulo, but it doesn't resolve them in an organic way. That's the Davka Taisus is the embodiment of the Torah Chutzlarz. Mm-hmm. Davka, more than anything else. That's the difference between Chachmei Tzarfas and Chachmei Sfarad. Between Chochmah and between Bina and Chochmah, Bina will talk about the Mitzvah. We already spoke about the. No, there's time, but it's where the Tosfos is. It's a very big discussion, the meaning of Tosfos. It's interesting that you raised it. Yeah, Tosfos quotes them all over. which is why for the typical yeshiva bacher who doesn't know all over, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem learning Tosis. But it's very much the Torah of the Pratim and the Prater Pratim, not of the whole thing. Very much not. The Rambam. We'll talk more, Mr. Shah.
In Eretz Yisrael, if they learn Torah Prati as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, is the Torah Prati of Eretz Yisrael equal or greater than?
Well, he's just saying it could. Rav Kook says that very often we see that it's not that way of learning the Pratim is not as strong as in Chutz La'aretz. Because Torah Eretz Yisrael is geared towards the Klali HaTorah.
Right, because he used the word El Shinid Me'od, because they're not using it potential, so it appears like that the Torah of Chutz La'aretz is strong.
Well, the way he uses the word Nidme is not the way that you're using it. No, he says that. El Shinid Me'od, that it seems. It seems meaning that there is such a thing. El Shinid Me'od, Tamil Chacham Shubu Chutz La'aretz, you oil Malay Mechavitz is a pilpul, that it seems to be that Rav Kook is saying. It seems to be that Davke in the Chutz La'aretz produced. I'm not going to start going over the names, but who the Gedolim of the Chutz La'aretz who were produced in Chutz La'aretz. That Davke the Tamir Chacham Shub Chutz La'aretz you Oilam Aleim Charitzus of a Pilpul. But Nidmi here doesn't just mean it looks like it. It means that there is such a thing.
Very quickly, since the closing of the Yerushalmi, there was no Torah in Eretz Yisrael until the Chachmispas. Till then, there was nothing. It was like 1,200 years there was no Torah. So, what does this,
The Torah was in Golis. The Torah was in Golis. What happened during that time? Eretz Yisrael, the meaning of Torah Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain bechina of all or nothing at all. There's a certain quality of that with Torah Eretz Yisrael. Either it is or it isn't. It goes into Golis, Golis of Torah. The goal is the whole idea of goal is the Torah, which I've spoken about in Tisha B'Av different times. So we're going to talk here. There's an interesting thing with the Lashem and the Gra. Okay, we'll talk more about it, Mitzvah Shem. Let's just try to understand the words. The kol zeb neishal bo adayin lidei hakaras atzman. Rav Kook says the reason for this, that was the reason that they're not even as matzliach when it comes to learning the Pratim. And the reason that they're misnavdim and yerudim and chaloshim and lukuyim is because Shlo Bo Adayin Lidei Hakaras Atzman. That's always the story. Lo Bo Adayin Lidei Hakaras Atzman. They don't recognize themselves. They don't know the karkas they have. They don't understand what they have. Shlo Bo Adayin Lidei Hakaras Atzman. Veinim Mishtamshim Mederech Limudam Boisa Hayisun HaKadosh. And in their way of learning, they're not using this Yisron HaKadosh, this holy advantage that they have. They're not using it. So for them, the Pratim, the Etzem, is a second language. So even the Pratim are being spoken in a way that's not clear. As far as the Etzem of who they are, and again, it should be clear that there are for whatever reason are living in Chutz La'aretz. Doesn't mean that the second you get off the plane, just where you are. But Mitzvah will talk more about that also. It's not a matter just of location. There are Tamir Chacham, I spoke about this, I mentioned this last week, the Tamir Chacham in Chutz La'aretz, so their whole unique is like Yechezkel HaNavi, the whole unique is Neitz Yisrael Dikah Unikah. The Grove is the Ragachov, there's the whole unique is Neitz Yisrael Dikah Unikah. But so it's not a matter just of location. But they're not using the advantage that they have. Sha'admas hakodesh misagalta melov, that the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael misagalta melov gives them the ability and prepares them to reach such madregas of Torah Eretz Yisrael. They're not taking advantage of that. And as I said before, with the Tumas Meis, when you're prepared for something, a guf of a Jew that's prepared to receive a Nishmas Yisrael, when that Nishmas Yisrael is taken, so the guf the guf falls into a terrible state of tumah. When something is supposed to be great and it's not using its greatness, it falls into this terrible smallness. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said about us in Mitzrayim, Achein Noida Hadava, that the Jews, the way they fight and argue with each other about Ketot and so on, that this is also you see in Eretz Yisrael, the fighting and the politics and the cutness. Davka, the place that's the place of the biggest godless, the place of the biggest godless of Davka in Eretz Yisrael, all the fighting and separations and politics and sinas chinam, it's unbelievable. Don't see as much of this. Of course, they're there a little bit, but they don't see it. Bechlal. We don't see it like it is in Eretz Yisrael. The separation in it, the chilukim in Eretz Yisrael. Because why? Because shlobo adayin lidei hakaras atzma. Shlobo adayin lidei hakaras atzma. They haven't come to that place of hakaras atzma. And when that's missing, so then it's like the neshama is not in the guf, and then when the neshama is not in the guf decomposes. What we see in Eretz Yisrael is the decomp. Again, there are two things that are going on there. On the one hand, there's an unbelievable aura that's coming of Torah Eretz Yisrael, unbelievable, and that for that there's a lot of excitement and optimism and so on. But like Rav Kook is saying, but for those who are not using the yisro and hakadosh that they have, there's terrible decomposition. terrible decomposition. Breaking into tiny, tiny, horrible little pieces. Like what happened there between Yid and one, different types of Jews.
But it seems like that would be a necessity also, like the same way that, let's say, the Chalban would say that it's absolutely necessary to build up the Guf first before the Ruach could come in, and then once Eretz Yisrael is all built up in Gashmias and economy and government and everything, and then the Ruach comes in, you could also say that it's also necessary to build up every individual kibbutz in Klal Yisrael, and each one is getting stronger as it's getting fragmented, while there's this current that's ultimately going to unite them all together. But in order for each one to get as strong as they possibly could be, maybe they need to be separate, build each one up strong, and then when it's time, they'll all come back together and as a much stronger whole.
Yeah, there is. That's really a chutzlar stik, that's more of a chutzlar stik in Mahalach. Mm-hmm. That's more of an inyan of galus. But there is, of course, there's truth to that, and with the development of, and we've spoken about that in the past, that with the development of each prat, but with each prat within itself, that at some point all of the dividers will be pulled out, and then they will have more fully developed.
Ta'imim will come back together, and there'll be that hashaka that we spoke about.
Right. Yeah. There's truth to that, but that. That mahalach is a bedevit, not a lechachil. It's a bedevit. It's not a lechachil.
I thought I understood from, like Rabbi Yusuf was saying, Hakitz of Arano, that it has to be that. It's always that way. So how is it bedevit if it seems like creation, even the baby, the neshama comes in to the baby initially, then the baby's growing, that's all physical, and then ultimately the person could develop all of its ruchnius. So it seems like Hashem implanted the world with this kedusha. Then we're doing the physical.
Right. Thing. It's b'devid, meaning that mahalach of milamata lamala has reached its. That's true. That's the state of the bria. Reisha chashucha v'hadonahayra chayshech and or prat and klal. But I'm talking about now at the time before Mashiach comes. I don't mean from the beginning, but that means but now. It's time. It's time already for Hakaras Atzmeinu. It's time for the dividers to be removed. The time has come. But that's true. That's the state of the Bria, what you're saying. It's true. I only remember David in terms of that's still happening now, and Mashiach is, and I'm sure you feel the same with Raidu, that we're at a time there's such unbelievable potential, and then you see what the arguments are about, and Narishkeit is about, and we're saying that the time has already come, that it should be, that all these things should be finished, and it should be ready. All the machloikas should be finished, and there was already a long time for each tzibur to develop itself, and to find itself, for each chelik of Klal Yisrael to find itself. But we're living now at this time of Ikvus to Mashiach. The Ikvus is to pull out these things that are separating, pull them away. the curtains that are between each of the kibbutzim, and to be able to be miskabetz b'em is abakamfisard, not to be in such a, to be, we're not getting stronger anymore at this point. It's reached our saturation point. I believe that that really was ready by the Holocaust that was finished. That's, you see what the tzaddikim was screaming, what the pizetz, not the tzaddikim was screaming about after World War I, that already, the inyan of, this inyan already was finished by, I believe was finished already by the Mohammed. And Rabbi Shabir said that they threw into the same oven, chassidim and misnagim, Hitler wasn't mavchin, the Malachim Ovis wasn't mavchin between a chassid and the misnagi, in the oven. Are the chassidim becoming more chassidim, more chassidish now? Are the misnagdim becoming more misnagdish now? No, they're just becoming bigger babies. That's all. Fighting more. They're not becoming more chassidish. That doesn't mean that the gartel's, of course, the gartel's getting wider and wider. Soon it's gonna go over the nose. I'm not talking about the size of the gartel. The gartel's, but chassidus, pnimius.
It's just the pratim nes is the distinction, is the breaking apart. Whereas the unity, I mean, yes, the baby has to separate from the mother, but then it all has to come together. So it has to come from a chava.
Right. And it's not coming together. The time has come for everything to begin to come together, to come back to life. That's the Akitzur Rana. That's what it's all about, to wake up and to open up. And to, that's what Rav Kook is saying. The whole Sefer Akitzur Rana was all Rav Kook. It's all Hashor Rav Kook.
Yeah,
it's all
quotes from Rav Kook.
It's all Rav Kook. Which is all, really, all these studies are from the Tikkun Ezer. All from the Tikkun Ezer. This whole Seder is from Tikkun Ezer, and a lot from the Gror, the Talmud Gror. A lot.
Does Rabbi find, though, that the younger generation have a much more... Like the more the people are fighting, the more the older generation, they're stuck in that proty way of looking at things, and the younger generation is much
the younger
more
generation is looking.
Away.
Yeah, the younger generation is looking for things.
They don't stand for the proty.
The younger generation is definitely looking, wants. That's what we were learning in the Arisa Chuvim. Spoke about last on the chutzpah. That's the chutzpah of this generation.
Right, even like the smaller the kids, the more. They want the whole
therefore the chutzpah of this generation is unbelievable. Like Rav Kook says, because they're not satisfied anymore with used to be, you could just tell somebody from the time that he was a kid till 120, just do this and do that and follow along in the Gemara and keep the mitzvahs, and that was it, and that's what they did. But now they're not satisfied with that. They're not satisfied. One of the chavayim went to speak in a yeshiva. He's not a mechanech, but he's a business person. One of the chaver from the shul went on Wednesday to speak in a modern yeshiva high school, and they were talking about tefillah. And they wanted it from the perspective of an erlich balabos, and he went to speak about davening, and it was in a high school. They had like there was some bigger talk that was given, one of the bigger talks, and then they separated into little groups of 20. So he told me that he spoke to three of the groups of the boys, and there was about tefillah. And I asked, were they interested? And he told me that they were unbelievably excited to talk to him, and they were asking, like, they said, they were saying, We want to be able to daven, you know. I want to daven, but it's hard because I'm talking to Hashem, but I don't hear back from Hashem, and they were asking real things. He said they were excited. They were very, very excited, and they were talking about the problems of distractions and how we have bad machshavas, and these are like from the most modern homes, and they were very, very excited about tefillah. They were excited about tefillah. I'm thinking if somebody would come to our class in high school 45 years, whenever that was, 43 years ago, 42 years ago, come to, then, and like to talk about, you know, some, I don't even know how to describe, just thinking what that would have been like, what would have been to the guy, you know, besides, you know, ducking spitballs and everybody walking in and out. And he said that they were all mamish, the kids were like on fire with it. and talking about their problem, that they want to daven, and they just don't know how to. And they were saying, some of them saying that if I felt closer to Hashem, it would be easier for me. But that's a real chashuva thing for a kid to say. How do I get to feel closer to Hashem? Walk into some like shtiebel, on 15th Avenue. And, you know, where the guy's like, while he's putting his tefillin away, you know, he's talking about some stock or something. And ask him, what do you think is the problem, sir? What do you think is the problem with davening over here? He looks like you're out of your mind. He won't say to you, I feel I have to get closer to Hashem. I don't know how to get closer to Hashem. And if you'd say that to him, he'd say, if you feel that you're sufficiently, you have a good relationship with God, he'd say, what's the matter with you? What are you starting up with me? What are you talking about? What does religion have to do with God anyway? Why bring God into any of this? The new generation is unbelievable. Mitzvah, I hope to be able to, the next thing we're going to learn is Hador, the Maimer of Hador, the generation, which Rav Kook spoke, his mamish, like he wrote it today. The new generation is unbelievable. The kids are unbelievable. You see, like, I, when I'm in yeshiva during the week, I talk to the guys, I can't, it's unbelievable. The Lichtigkeit, with the difficulties, with the struggles. They want the truth. They want the truth. They're not settling. And, of course, there are many who, because they're not settling, they go away. They say, I'm not doing this. We spoke about this a million times. I can't do this. And the arrogance and the chutzpah, that where there's this demand to have all the to have the skira kolelis, chachmas emes, ahava, yira, agoda, halacha, chachma maisa. That's what they're looking for. They're all trying to figure out why is it that our friend Charlie Harari can walk into a place and he can get like 5,000 people to be all excited about being Jews, and he's not saying over the Shittim Kubetzis, you understand? Charlie, he says what the Baruch Shalom loves us, and it could be better, and he gives different practical ways of how we could improve. He's not saying over. The Pratim, he's saying over the Kolam. And then the old guard, like they're grinding their teeth, like, you know, how come I don't get that kind of adulation and attention? How come no one's asking me for an autograph? How come they're not taking my picture, smiling in the newspaper? How come they're not taking my picture? And they're sending the pictures in, you understand? And they're still not putting him in the newspaper. They're sending him in. You look in the front newspapers, they're sending him in, these pictures. Where do they come from? Who's sending this? I know that once or twice we had somebody here that did that, and I said, you better not do that again, and they don't. I mean, someone's sending him in. But everybody loves Charlie. You can make a movie. Everybody loves Charlie. You could tell him I said this, because I love him. But why? Because he's a beautiful, simple Jew that loves God, and he loves Jews, and he's telling people about it. So, and everybody's wondering, how do we have now to, how do we give courses in Amunah? We have to have this, and we have to do that, and all different, again, it's even in Amunah, going through the Pratim, and the Pratim, and so on, and that's not it. You go from the cloud or a prop. Of course, you have to go in. And I've told that to him, that he's got to learn. So you have to go milamalov, and you have to go milamata. You have to go into the prot. Of course, you have to go there. But this is what you see, the generation, the young people. This is what they're looking for. Together, but it should be clear. The young generation also has a tremendous demand for very clear, solid Gemara and Halacha. Clear. Torah Eretz Yisrael type of halacha, Gemara. With Gemara is together with halacha. And with the shitas are clarified, this is the shitas of Rambam, this is the shitas of Tosfos, this is the shitas of Rambam. Clear. Not hazy and fuzzy, not b'machashakim hashivani. Clear. Which is how the Svarim are coming out now from Eretz Yisrael. The Svarim, unbelievable. Look at this Masifta Gemara. The Masifta Gemara is which I use a lot now, when I take the Gemara in my hand, I start to shake every time. That we're living in a generation. The Baruch Shalom gave us such a thing as the Masechta Gemara. What they're doing over what's in this Gemara, which in each of these, it's unbelievable. And the generation wants that. They're looking for that. The young people. It's unbelievable. And it's not just the ones that are steiging. You see, the ones that are most off the derech, that look like they can't stand anything. When you talk to them, it's not true. We've spoken about this many times. It's not true. It's not true. They just want the skier haklolis. They want to know why are we doing this? That seems to be a fair question. Why are we doing this? Why are we living this way? What's the tachlis? Where's this all going? How do I have free choice if God knows what I'm going to do? Why was there a Holocaust? They're asking, they're talking, they want to know. Again, this began in earnest, this began after the Holocaust. More, and it's picking up now, much, 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 much more. Till that, it really started after World War I. But you see, because the Pizasna writes there in the Hagdama, the Charis Talmidim, the kids started to, the young generation started to tumult about things. It started really after World War I, but then after the Holocaust, really, that's it, we're not just doing this anymore. Forget it. The whole program is over. Not doing it. And then while all of this is happening, all of this is going on in the world of Torah, the internet comes out. The meaning of the internet is that it's everything is one cloud. Everything is yearning from everything else. Everything is connected. Isn't that what the internet means? Everything is connected. Everything is connected. So it's scary, but it's either this or that. You're either you're going to connect to this cloud or you connect to that cloud. The Torah is a vast intergalactical super duper web where everything is connected. And Lahavdil Elef Alfei Hevdalos, the internet is a vast web where everything is connected. The common denominator is that the kids are looking for everything that's connected. They're looking for that. And if you're going to give it to them in Torah, and as if their Torah will be a Torah that's filled with Tanakh, and Chassidus, and Musa, and Machshava, and Shas, and Poskim. If it's and the Klolim of Torah, that way of understanding Torah with Klolim, so then they're going to be connected to that great web of Torah where everything is yonek one from the other. But if you don't give them that whole picture of Torah, then they're going to be looking for the whole picture somewhere else. And the whole picture is, nowadays it's probably less than $100, you can get that. You can get a smartphone, an iPhone, and walk around, press the button, you hear, everything's there. Everything's connected. Because everything is returning to Echad. Everything is going to Echad. And if we don't show the children and ourselves that everything is Echad, every moment of their lives, everything that's happening to them, everything that's happening, is v'yinoyim Hashem aleinu ma'asi yadeinu kol aleinu ma'asi yadeinu kareneinu. That all of the pieces of the Mishkan come together. Vayi ha-Mishkan Echad. That's the end of Sefer Shmos, that's what we're holding now. All of the pieces come together, all of the Kalim come together. And the Ruach of Hashem, the Shechina HaKadosh, enters into the Mishkan. That's what the generation was looking for. Instead, what's the need of Teres Chutz Laretz? Teres Chutz Laretz is you lay out all of the pieces. All of the pieces. It's like me when I have to put something together. I always look over my shoulder 100 times to see my wife is not watching me. Like it's like there's something to put together because it's so embarrassing for me. Like, you know, and then I try to look like I'm doing it, but I'm trying to figure it out how these things go together. That's how we are. That's the Torah of Chutz Laretz. That's the Torah of Golus. We have all the pieces. All of the pieces, and everything is out there, and then you just don't know what to do. You don't know how this all comes together. Can you imagine, God forbid, if the babies they come out of the delivery room and they tell Mr. Goldberg, you had Baruch Hashem, your wife gave birth to 2 legs, 2 arms, 2 eyes, a nose, and Mr. Goldberg says, why are you saying that? So the nurse says, oh, I didn't say it's all together. I just said there are 2 arms, there are 2 legs, there are 2 eyes, there's a nose. No, we haven't. God forbid they bring them out on a plate. Mazel tov. That's the Torah there too. That's the Torah of Golos. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Two eyes, a nose, 2 feet. But what about v'hoi l'basar echad? That's the vision of the Atzamas Ayivashis. That's the vision of, that's the Atzamas, the dry bones, and that's what Yecheskel HaNavi saw in the Valley of Dur. That's what the Gros says. That's what the, we'll talk more about it. I mean, that's chutzlars. That's Golos. So the new generation wants to know how this bone's connected to that bone, and this bone's connected to that bone. They want to understand how everything's connected to everything else. That's why the second that they hear somebody that seems to be talking that language of connectedness, the second they hear that, they get excited. They're excited about it. When they hear Torah like that, they say, oh, that's what I've been looking for. That's what I've been looking for. But there are more and more people that are starting to talk that language. Baruch Hashem. It's coming, it's happening. But the sad thing is that Davke, that's what Rav Kook is saying, is Davke in Eretz Yisrael, if it's not going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, it can go very much into the other way. The Davke, the place which is Eretz Achayim, could be mamash, a place of Atzomus Yivashis, terrible, terrible Atzomus Yivashis. So those who are on the program in Eretz Yisrael, it's unbelievable. Those who are the last holdouts and they're not going to get onto the program, Atzomus Yivashis, in Eretz Yisrael, Kshelach. Separated, dried out bones in Eretz Yisrael. Atzomus Yivashis. Atzomus Yivashis. That's how it is. It's Zelu Mazel Asa Elokim. Well, we're living, we're zoicha to live in a very, very remarkable time. It seems that Hashem, there'll be a good ending, there'll be some position.